Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGM. It's Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here today, and as usual on Tuesday night. So welcome to PGM. God bless you. Good to be here. Praise God. Well, let's see. Today is the end of February 2024. Expecting really awesome things in March. So praise God. We just ask the Lord to release what it is he wants to release for the month of March as we move forward. So I'm expecting good things the whole month, but especially the beginning and the end. Okay, I'm just noting that now. And then tonight, so I was listening to something interesting today, and as I was pondering it, the Lord spoke to me. So I've never heard these two things in light of where we are and everything that's happening and brought forth, especially here on PGN, that brings us to a new awareness of our surroundings and the time frame that we're in and what's happening in our nation, in the government, and across the globe. It's interesting. So let me just pray, just dedicate our time to the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this evening, Father. We just lift this up to you, Lord, and we thank you for your graces and your mercies, Lord, to be upon us, Father. I thank you for leading me this evening, God, according to your will and according to your purposes, Father God. I just yield myself unto you as your servant, Lord, and I thank you, Father, even holding all things loosely, Lord, just the track that I'm headed on, Lord. I believe it's of you, Lord, but I ask that you speak through me, Lord, that you pray through me, that you minister through me, God, and that I would be willing and yielding and obedient to what you have for me, God, and how to minister even through me, God. Let it be done for your glory, for your word says, let your light so shine that others might glorify their Father in heaven. So be glorified, God. Be glorified in this place. Be glorified in this hour, God. Be glorified in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So making note of what's happening here. I'm bored. So I was reading. I was listening to a lecture. So I have that was loud. I have two classes that I'm taking. One's an ethics class, and certainly it's Christian ethics, but learning about all different types and forms of ethics throughout the class, all the different theories of ethics, and then making the application into the form of ethics. So this is I actually could use prayers. I only have two more weeks left. I have this, like a week and a half, I guess I should say. So, there are some things that are crucial that I finish well. Anyway, so thank you for that. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, so this particular week, we were listening to a lecture on economics, which it kind of took me back. I didn't even think of the thought of ethics and economics. So certainly business ethics, but the man that was being interviewed actually was a congressman, and he has a higher degree in theology and ethics and then applying them. And I forget what state he was in, somewhere in the north, I think it was. He was a congressman for a little bit. And he was even talking about how you weigh out the measures of policy and the things that you have to rely on and the structures in the governmental system that are in place that he was talking about one of the system that's in place. He says it parallels the Catholic Church, which I thought was interesting. Okay, so the let me just say this interview was stamped 2020. So this was just 3 years ago, but I feel like we're on the cusp of the reality of this as well. I mean, it certainly feels like it, but I don't know. This is not necessarily my wheelhouse, but I thought it was interesting. And as I So I'm just going to give you the highlights from it. And then what the Lord spoke to me, and then as I looked that up, I thought it made sense. And I was sharing this with John while we walked, and he seemed to think it made sense too. So, okay, this man's name is David Bratt, B-R-A-T. So he does ethics and economics and how they're connected in the economy. Okay, and so he was talking about years ago, like when the nation first started, if you will, that the per capita, there was a lot of poverty, and it was only like $1,000 per capita across the globe, maybe, or across the nation. And so it was really low. And it wasn't until about the 1700s that things kind of broke loose for the people. And what happened during the 1700s is that he was saying that there's always been a market, okay, like the Greece had the Angora down, the so the Greece had a market, okay, and but there's always been a market, but there's never been a market system, okay. So he said in the 1776, which we know as historians living in this nation, for the Declaration of Independence that came forth and Adam Smith and such not, right? Well, during that particular time frame, what came forth was the market system, a free market system. And because of the free market system, it has to be informed as a choice. It had to be adopted as a people had a choice for that. And in that, because someone had asked him, let me just back up for a second, like how would you help solve the poverty across the board in the nation? Like, how do you help solve that? Like, what do you do, right? Because it's economics. How do you help solve that and bring that into a place, you know, and helping the people? And he was talking about, a lot of people say that it is federalism that helps people do that, right? That you go all the way to the top and it's federalism. And he was saying historically what's happened, and again, mind you, people, were this topic that he specifically, while there's history involved, he's specifically educated in economics, right, which is the money system, which is so interesting that it fell right before me today, okay? So, and he was saying, well, that's not how it's happened. It happened through the free market that was set up. The free market system delivered more people out of poverty than any other system, okay? And you can Wikipedia the free market system later, but it's really, it's just the system of the choice of the people that are, okay, the economic system, this is just the beginning of it, defines the prices of goods and services are determined by the supply and demand expressed by the sellers and buyers, okay? So it's not regulated necessarily by the government. That's what makes it a free market economy. And that those particular functions and elements within that has actually helped people get out of poverty more than anything, because there's structures, like there's structures in the government, in the church, in the community, and in individuals' lives where we, so what happens is the people make money, they actually help people within their own community, right? They build, you know, a lot of companies like McDonald's, for instance, they have a foundation. A lot of companies, they roll things over and into a foundation, which actually helps the community and helps the poor, helps those in need, helps the hungry, right? So no one did more for the sake of poverty than this free market, okay, which has to do with freedom of choice. There has to be a choice in it. You can choose to participate or choose not to participate. But in some ways, even if you eat at McDonald's, you're participating, right, in some small way. Right, and then you have a lot of companies like sock companies who give a pair of socks away. You buy a pair of their socks, they give a pair of socks away, right? That is the free market and what we have. And I'm sure you can think of plenty of other, you know, industries and things that have even helped women and whatnot and various because of the free market, okay? And also the church has done a lot to help the people in the community, even in and of themselves. Not so much anymore, but they have over the years. So, and in this system, so it's not federalism and it's not the World Bank, you know, because the World Bank does make, well, you'll have to Google that too, because they do make trades in other nations to help them and to support them. But he was saying nothing's did more to help people get out of poverty than the free market. Okay, and in this, in the declaration, there had to be written, you wouldn't think there would have to be written, a rule of law over freedom. But that's what the Declaration of Independence is written, that we obtain liberty and freedom in the emerging free market. That's why it was written, okay? So the rights, our rights, actually, the Declaration of Independence, which is written in there, our rights come from God. Not necessarily the government, but from God. But they're written in such a way in the Declaration that states, because there has to be an order or a structure to the rule of law. But even the rule of law comes from what God did, right? We have inalienable rights, right? So the government is to, because it's saying that the government's going to protect our rights that come from God, but yet this is all under attack. But we know this is all under attack, but this is why it was written, and this is why it's being upheld, right? And so he was saying that that we need to foster. So I just think we need to be mindful of this, how this is being navigated through our system and what we hear on the news and how this is kind of getting played out. So just have an open ear and how this is happening. And he was saying the biggest pressures or the most attacks that he's seeing on this is in three areas. And one is the Judeo-Christian tradition, the rule of law, which again, it comes from the same traditions, Christian traditions, and the free market systems themselves are all under attack. And he said he's visited Yale, Harvard, and Princeton, and they all are deconstructing these things in their universities, the very things that we hold on to and that I just shared. They're deconstructing them. And he said, and if you even share anything publicly, like in a, you know, about the relation to God or Judeo-Christian traditions, he said that they will publicly demean you. And he said, if you go in and be prepared, if you're going to say anything, be prepared, you know, with what your response will be. Like if you don't have a response, like you can't just go in and make a claim. There's going to be, you know, they're going to publicly demean you. So these are the things that are happening with in our nation. And because the free market is a choice, it had to be a choice, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be free, and that's what the liberty is. But the government initially saying they will uphold our inalienable rights that are given from God. So we need to remember this, okay? So the government's supposed to be participating and protecting our rights, but it's coming under attack. And so the Lord, it just put on my heart the words, choose you this day whom you will serve, right? And Joshua. So when we go to Joshua 24, these are verses 14 and 15. And wait, let me open this up in two places. This printer wasn't working today. Okay, so here it says this in 14. Now, therefore, Joshua talking, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river of Egypt. Serve the Lord. He's talking to the people. And if it seems evil to you to serve God, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served and were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So he's telling the people, you know, irregardless of what you choose, that he is not going to, you know, he's only going to honor the Lord and be faithful to the Lord, you know, that he knew what was right, regardless of what they chose. So it's very similar to Moses reminding the people where they came from and not to go back, right? So Joshua in this particular passage is basically doing the same thing for the people and reminding them, you know, of the same thing that in their story. And he's warning the people of Israel that if they turn their faith from God, they can expect, you know, it's not going to go good for them. And they're not going to, you know, continue to have blessings if they're going to turn away, and that they're really going to turn to other gods and other idols, right? And to pick up things and to go back to the way of living, which I think this is just an ongoing, it really is ongoing, you know, what happened with Moses and God revealing himself for who he really is. In their lives and wanting to have that, you know, demonstrate that, you know, he's declaring who he is and that he has the power to demonstrate that in their lives and for them to choose that and not to return or to go back, right? That he's set up all these things for the people, and ultimately he's structured them and he's purposed them, and it's his, honestly, his system. It's his system and his way of doing things. And so, you know, reminding even myself, you know, that ultimately God is the one who provided these rights for us to, and it's not the government. So I think that as we see things being restructured, I think, honestly, because there is a choice involved, okay, listen, so in this free market thing, there's a choice that's involved in that, right? So just like the government manufacturing a need and then declaring they have the answer for it as well, that then they will say to us, well, you have a choice. Even though they are manufactured, you know, manipulated it in deception, but saying, well, you have a choice, so you get to choose what you want to do. And the Lord is standing and listening as well, saying, yes, choose you this day. Who will you serve? It's almost, I mean, I would encourage you to read Joshua 24 and, yeah, there's this interesting parallel to, you know, the community, the groups of people in whom the Lord is referring and whom he's leading. And let me see if there's any other notes here. Let me go to the okay. So it says, the only way to honor the Lord is by giving yourself to him and a life of faithful service. The surrender is radical, you know, as it was with Joshua and his exclusive relationship with the Lord. But he was also had the understanding as it was a fearing of the Lord, right? Because he knew what was, as well as the other side of not choosing him, what that would look like. So, let me see if this is worded any different. Okay.
Yeah, that's basically the thing. Okay. So praise the Lord.
All right, so that's really what I wanted to share, and that Moses' voice and Joshua's voice are very similar. And I think those two things will be repeated, but I have not heard a lot about, just in this economic things, theology, Christian ethics, and making decisions in this way. Which we need more of these people. We need more people planning, you know, to go to I was just thinking about something. One of my other one of the other lectures that I listened to, the gentleman wanted to go he was doing I don't know if it was geology. I don't know if it was stones or not stones, but I think it was geology. But he was studying from a frame mind of from the flood. And in the college, they did not believe that. And they really pressured him in a lot of ways and made it very difficult for him to even graduate. And one of his professors finally, I mean, he did a lot of prayer and he almost flunked out. He said, as difficult as it was, he almost didn't make it. And one of the professors, but he felt there was a lot of pressure against him as well because he had a different belief. And he didn't believe in evolution. He believed in the flood and he was going, he wanted to learn all that he could learn. And that was the only way that he could do that, you know, but the pressure for their way of thinking was almost unbearable for him until he had a lot of people praying for him. And then he went to one of his courses and his professor. The professor said, well, when you write your paper, I know that you're going to be writing it from a different point of view than I have. And I just want you to know that I don't know how to grade that paper. Like he said, I can, I'm going to give you credit for the work, but I'm not exactly sure how to grade your paper because that's not my point of view and I'm not educated in that way. So I don't know whatever it is that you're presenting, like in your thesis, I don't know, I'm not sure fairly how to grade that. So at least you spoke that out and, you know, brought that forth and somehow they managed to work out the grading system and scale. And he ended up passing and turning things around, but it wasn't until the one professor was actually open to the fact, allowing him his own beliefs to come through his studies. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, we need to, as believers, stand strong in the beliefs that we have and, you know, not be obnoxious, right? But with the wisdom of God and the grace of God, being able to not back down as well and to have that fortitude to move forward as well and not to succumb to the pressures of or even the majority, right? When the majority can be deceived, which we talked about that a few weeks ago. So just pray for those. If you have family members going into college, that are in college, you know, nieces, nephews, whatever it might be, you know, just that they would stand strong in that. And those that have been graduated from college in whatever field maybe it is in economics, that God would use that. You know, God would use what they've learned and what they have mixed with, you know, the foundations of why Christ put them here, that the will and the purposes of God would come forth in their life. The Lord would bless their mind and their hearts to look up and to know their maker and their creator and not to minimize him and not to be because, you know, some people might be walking both sides of the fence, if you will, to use an older expression, you know, but there's, and some things they need to choose. And so we pray that their faith will not fail, right? We do pray that over our loved ones and those that are our brothers and sisters, that their faith would not fail in this hour and upon ourselves as well. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you do in each of our lives, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, you strengthen us. Lord, you strengthen us, Lord, when we yield to you and we surrender to you, God, and we just respond to the things that you speak to us, God, and we honor, Lord, may we honor what you honor. In Jesus' name, and help us, Lord, with all that we put our hands to do, God, may we prosper with success, Lord, in school and work and even all communications, Lord, whether that's writing an email, responding to an email or phone or text or whatever other means of communication, God, we ask, Father, for you to be in that, Lord, for your counsel and your wisdom and your might and your strength to be in our words for your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our creator and our sustainer. And we thank you for leading us and guiding us and building us up. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, hold on 1 second while I get organized with the order of these calls. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. All right, friends. Thank you so much. Oh. All right, 802-442. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I was just about to be like, oh, my God, that's not working. Okay. Yeah, I was like, oh, gosh, what do I do?
I have my phone cord tangled.
Okay. Yeah, I figured, well, shit, maybe it's just, I was thinking you just probably had it on mute. But, okay, thank you. Let me... mute you for a second and I'll come back. Okay. This is so, okay. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for the things that you're establishing, Lord, in her feet. And I don't know if I've prayed this before, but like, I don't know if that's like a monument or something that is in, like, I'm seeing your feet and these stone things. Wow. You know what? I just thought of was the Ten Commandments. You know how there were two tablets? And, so there were, and, oh, I never, so there were two tablets and, you know, the structure of loving the Lord your God and then loving and serving community, you know, that is just etched on, you know, your steps and the placement where God has you by his commandments, by his command. We thank you, God, for anchoring her in such a way, God, that I mean, you know, just like a tree has roots that goes deep when the winds blow and the storms come, you know, it is not going to bend like the newer trees, you know, and the less grounded and anchored trees. So I thank you. I thank you for that, God, for anchoring her and your commandments, God, and securing her steps, God, and her ways, Father God, before you, Lord. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, for that secure stance before you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So the, let me read that. So as the Lord was giving the Ten Commandments, you know, in two places, it came up in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, but it says the Lord was giving them this law to shape the nation and their society would reflect God's righteousness and his compassion, both individually and culturally, but he also was creating in them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And this very much is the New Testament as well, and mostly all of Hebrews. But we, you know, are the kingly priest and a holy nation. And it's by his commandment. And I thank you, Father God, Lord, for having her uphold those, again, and being anchored and secured in your commandments. Wow, that's powerful in a lot of different ways that I can't even say now, but in a multitude, like overlapping and multifaceted, you know.
That's interesting because I'll have to go back in my study notes, but this morning he had taken me to the whole Moses and then Ten Commandment thing, so I'm going to have to go back and read my notes.
I
feel like he's doing a lot of confirming.
Wow, yeah, that's wild. Well, praise God, because praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. That's incredible to me.
I mean, I still, you know, like you said, there's so much about that. I barely have I need to pray a lot more about it.
Yeah, because he was really anchoring the people, and you know, he was the one true God. And even on the Sabbath, when he put that in the commandment on the Sabbath, that in turn brought them back to, you know, there was a very specific thing why the Lord was telling the people to rest so that they wouldn't be overworked, you know, even though Pharaoh tried to overwork them. And they had to, and there's different reasons for that and how the Lord permitted it and then how the Lord used it. But he knew, like, that this journey is going to be, like, we're in it for the long haul, if you will. And if you don't remind yourself to celebrate, if you don't remind, right, the festivals and the celebrations, and participate in that, in the worship, you know, and even seeing the angels just being jubilant and very celebratory of what Christ has done, you know, and to rest, literally take time to rest and not work, that they would go back into thinking it was them who was doing it and not God. And that was part of it.
Yeah. Oh, He's definitely spoken to me about that multiple times, just about rest and how this, you know, the culture that we're in, they don't take the time to rest. They strive for more finances or just work, and they do not see him, they don't celebrate him. So even that's confirmation. That's something he brings me back to a lot.
Wow.
I'm just not supposed to, I just figured it. I mean, personally for me, he just really slowed down my pace and quieted my heart and mind.
Well, that's beautiful, and that you're right. I would agree. That's confirmation.
But I feel like it's And because he keeps bringing it up, so and I have a handle on that, so I feel like there's more there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the Lord is teaching. I mean, it's always teachable when he speaks, I think. But sometimes if he's teaching you, and sometimes he's showing you something. And mm-hmm. so, like, you know, it's all notable, if you will, you know. And I don't think necessarily ministering out of a place that's saying, oh, this is the Lord gave me this for somebody else today, like, that to be an arm's length away, which I know that you're not, but I'm just clarifying for those that are listening, you know. But there are sometimes, especially if the Lord is speaking to you in an area in your giftedness or showing you something in your giftedness, there is something to that. Like he wants to teach you and expand your knowledge or expand the ways of the Lord. Does that make sense? So it's like you're learning maybe his, like the wisdom of it, like because there's different facets of how to learn and different depths of even the Ten Commandments and how they're still at play today. And, you know, yeah, and just all of that.
Yeah, I mean, glad you said that because, like, it seems to be a lot of what he shows me is more, it's more like the intimate, like, place of his heart. Like, he'll show me things that are breaking his heart. Like, if, you know, he's given me eyes to see whether I go out or, you know, with certain people, he's given me eyes to see things that are breaking his heart. And obviously, you know, you can't walk around, you know, pointing out people's flaws in that. But I guess it's like he breaks my heart. Like I'll just, and he does it with myself too. Like if I'm struggling with something, he'll bring it back. Like I was thinking of something today that's really hurting me, breaking my heart, and he, you know, brought it back to this is what I feel like when my people do this. You know, he's always bringing it back to his heart. He's always showing me his heart. And, I mean, I just do a lot of crying and praying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I mean, those would be definitely like treasured things to hear, cause, mm-hmm. or to, you know, make known, especially if it's on mm-hmm. the Lord's heart, you know, and what he's seeing at large, you know, because I see a lot of what I thought was interesting today, too, as I was pondering this, I was thinking about our nation and that there's so much, like, greed and deception that's driven mm-hmm. from the top, even the government, like, from the top and from leadership. And that, unfortunately, that's almost paralleled in the church in many ways, not in every denomination, but certainly we've seen it in the leadership of the church, you know. And I know these people, they've gone to their church for, like, 30, 40, 50 years. And, you know, how, and then they were talking about how other people, I mean, I've been to a handful of churches when we've lived in different states, but then also I do see that, I see how the Lord has used that to grow my gift and my understanding, of him in relation mm-hmm. to that particular body of Christ, and carrying their, whatever they're going through. Like interceding, like I see it different. I don't know if I would have seen that being in one church, you know? And so, I'm not like condoning either one of them, but I was just thinking like the people that have been in the church for a long time, like, yeah, they haven't gone anywhere, but like the leaders have they've overturned with leaders and pastors. Do you know what I'm saying? So nobody is really escaped from what's happening, you know, escaping it. Or even the body of Christ turning over at a 40% rate, 60% rate, because the pastor's gone, you know. So even though they're at the same church, they're not exempt from anything else the rest of us that have been to different churches have experienced. You know, they're not exempt from it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess I'm saying that to say I just thought it was it's just a parallel with what's happening in the nation and the government, and then, you know, and unfortunately seeing in the church, maybe not so much now, you know, as opposed to 2-3 years ago, but unfortunate, you know. But I know that what happens with the Lord, speaking of his heart, is that he is a good shepherd and he cares for his people, you know, and he wants them to be cared for, like in Ezekiel 34, I think it is, you know, talks about what a good shepherd is, you know, and caring for the things that are weak and the sheep, and, you know.
Wow. That is, wow, that's amazing. You just said that. He has had me studying the shepherd, the good shepherd, like really in-depth study. So yes, feed my sheep.
Yeah, so there probably is something for me just saying that. Well, let me go. Let me just make sure it's, I don't know if you see. Okay. I have to get off this version because it's broken down into different things. Yes, it's the irresponsible shepherds. So it is Ezekiel 34. And God and the true shepherd. I don't know if he's led you to that already. And I wouldn't be surprised when you read this if some of the things that are breaking your heart, the Lord hasn't shown you already, and then you're going to be reading it in this word.
Wow. Well, he has me focused on that. And, you know, I think, I mean, I've gleaned a lot because there's things I didn't understand. Like, I'm really finding my identity in him in a way that, in just a much deeper way, like, I mean, my faith is just soaring, just filled so,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, just peace. Like,
yeah, that's wonderful, that's beautiful.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, God, just your continued presence in nature, God, how you reveal yourself, God, even in a seemingly common conversation, Lord. It's just mirrored back. Your presence and your spirit, God, is communicated. And it just is such a continuum, Father, and a consistent basis. Lord, we thank you for giving us ears to hear and not to miss it, God, and to remind us of those connections, Lord, and how you literally bring the conversations before us, Father. We thank you for unlocking things, Lord, that we could clearly see the way, God, with clear understanding, Lord, clear perception, Father, in Jesus' name. You know how you walk through that, because I'm thinking of like that maze thing where you walk through and there's mirrors and like plexiglass and you accidentally run into the plexiglass. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people be able to see clearly which was the way to go. There's like the deception is lifted. with the clarity of the Lord. I thank you, Lord. And a lot of it has to do with, it's just showing me, a lot of it has to do with the communications, even of others, as I was just praying, of God clearly showing us the way. But again, those communications are like, again, reiterating his voice and what he's doing and showing us on the continuum that brings us the clarity of stepping forth and not running into anything. We're not running into any falsehood. We're not running into any, into ourselves even, but we clearly see the path in which to go, and we see the clear reflection. We can see ourselves, but we know that's not where we're walking. We're not walking into ourselves. We're not walking for ourselves. We're not walking in our righteousness. We see the clear path where he is leading us. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for such clarity, God, and your wisdom. And it's not something, it's a clarity the Lord is going to give individuals where they have to take the steps themselves to move forward. It's not something that someone else can do. It's just, it is an individual process of stepping forth and walking through it. And God, be glorified, Lord. Be glorified, Father. We thank you for getting us out of places, Lord, that have been a false deception or not seeing clearly or not hearing clearly or not understanding clearly. I'm not exactly sure where the hang up or the snag was, God, but I thank you, God, for sweeping that place clean. Sweeping it clean, Father God. And I ask, Lord, for a fresh wind and a fresh wind of the Spirit to blow through people's minds, God, so that they could have such clarity and vision with understanding and wisdom and clarity to move forward. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to have to re-listen to this part myself because my words, when they're coming forth, I was like, I want to write them down, but I also don't want to move, from the Spirit. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We receive it. God, we receive your word. Lord, we honor. We honor the flow. God, we honor you and we honor your voice, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm seeing it. Such clarity. It's like somebody cleaned this plexiglass or the mirror. It's super clean, but people's vision is super sharp and super clear as well, that they can see the differences and they can clearly see where to step forth, that it's clear for them, that the clearing has been made. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you for bringing that forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Well, I was just thinking this morning, I was trying to, every morning, he just lays something on my heart, to study. And this morning it was stones. I just remembered that. So I started, searching all the places in scripture that had stones, not just the altars, but any mention of a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and did you have a revelation for us on that?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it's coming though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's coming because I mean, there's places, obviously that I've read before, and I didn't realize, like with Jacob. I didn't realize how many stones were in his story, but I need to, this morning was just basically writing down and I need to go and study in detail because there's something there. There's something there that I know he wants to show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rocks in the Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus himself is the rock, and, you know, mm-hmm. the stone was rolled away. You know, it just, there's just so many.
Yeah, and that, and isn't there like that rock called Petra or something? Is that a...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Let me see.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Petra is a half-built, half-carved into the rock. And it's surrounded by mountains riddled with passages and gorges. Is it a rock? I'm not sure where it's located. But I think I've heard my husband talk about Petra. One of the world's richest and largest agriculture sites that's in a dominating red sandstone landscape. Petra is a biblical significant place, as it was part of the route that Moses took on his Exodus journey. Oh, I did not know that.
Well,
oh, yeah, and then there's some videos down here, too. So that's cool.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to write that down, too, because, yeah, you know what's a good resource, too, is that Got Questions. I don't know, but that's that biblical. They do a really good job cross-referencing and explaining with, you know, greater depth. So praise God. Well, do you have any, thank you for sharing. Do you have any prayer requests?
I would just say for connections that he opened the door to godly, you know, just the connections that I need, because I know that I'm not supposed to be doing this alone. I mean, PGN is pretty much my only connection right now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely PGN is important, especially if you're prophetic, and you definitely have prophetic in you, you know, because I was thinking the other day, I was talking to someone about something and I was like, oh, geez, you know, like it's just the conversation felt like I had to do so much work. Like I had to fill the wheelbarrow, push the wheelbarrow. Like, and I was thinking, if I was around prophetic people, they would get this in like 5 seconds, you know. So there really is a blessing to, because you just kind of do get each other's a certain language and verbiage and understanding that just happens, like clicks, you know. So it is definitely a good resource for that. Okay, let me pray for you and ask the Lord to open up more things. But, you know, we have other things that we love, right? We love the gospel, we love the word, and so God will put people in our path that have those same attributes, you know, and virtues that God has, and we love that, and then that's your connection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let me pray. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you, and praise God for all he's doing in your life and in your heart. Very good, and thank you for sharing with us. A blessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and we just lift her up to you, Father, as she's asking for connections, Lord, and And we thank you, Lord, even if that word about clearing the way and clearing the steps, God, to clearly take the steps, God, let, Lord, those people that cross her path, Lord, let her not miss it. Lord, those that you place in her path, Lord, to help build up the kingdom of God, Lord, to help build up what's happening in her life, God, that connecting not only for now and this season, God, but in the next season as well, God, in the next place that you have for her, Father God, and even the encouragement, Lord, and the strengthening to step into what you have for her, Father God, and I don't know if it's like a, I don't want to use the word mentor thing lightly, but somewhat like that, like a, not that that person's just mentoring you, but there's something like helping you, you know, like a mentor helps us achieve certain things. Like we have things in our heart, and maybe that's what you're just holding before the Lord, you know, that you have something in your heart and someone to come alongside of it and to help you with that and to grow that and to give you different ideas of how to shape it and form it and the freedom and the creativity to move forward for the glory of God in that, God. And so I thank you for that, God, of that be one, two, or a group or five, seven people. God, we thank you for just even like a round table, Lord. As I said, seven, I just seen a round table. So I thank you, God, for people in her life, Lord, that will build her up, God, that'll be a blessing to her, Father God, without and others will not have any hang-ups or snags or insecurities, Lord, that become hang-ups or snags, Lord. Just let it be free-flowing, God, and let them be excited to help build each other up for the kingdom and the glory of God, and to just really cherish their friendship and the unity, Lord. We ask this, Lord. We ask this for these connections, Lord, that are needed, as Jen put it. God, we ask for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. 803-991. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Deborah. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Angela. Thank you. I can never, the numbers. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. My dyslexia. No, I don't have dyslexia. Father God, we thank you for Angela, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God, and before your throne, Father. In Jesus' name, like I see the Lord really doing like a building work, a constructing work, you know, where like he's plowing the land, preparing the land and what he's constructing. God, I thank you, Lord, for the placement and the positions, God, that she will take forth in the land, God. In Jesus' name, God, and what you're constructing, you know, like you know how like when you're traveling down the road and then all of a sudden you see the trucks and the movers and the you know those yellow trucks you know what I'm talking about and you're like, oh, what are they doing over there? They're getting ready to build something. What's happening over there? This is what I see. The Lord, like this is what's happening is. There's that preparation of, again, tilling the ground in preparation for what he's building, but really the sense that he's going to be building something, that the preparation for building and then your position and placement in that land and what he's building. So I thank you, God, for those areas. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that the kingdom brings on Angela's behalf, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for just even showering her with your grace, showering her with your blessings, God, even as in the Old Testament, God, how rain, literal rain, was a blessing, Father God, for the people. It was an indicator that God was blessing them. So I thank you, Father God, for giving her eyes to see and a heart to know your blessings, Father, and the anticipation of your goodness and what you're bringing forth for Forth Weave, and just pray that over her, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And there's also a dedication, whatever the words do, like dedicating it unto the Lord. A dedication unto the Lord. Okay. There's some sort of dedication unto the Lord. Thank you, Father. You know how... what I'm thinking of is that like buildings literally dedicate it to the Lord, or they make a proclamation over that building, like sometimes it's a blessing, but what I'm specifically thinking of when I think that the Lord is actually bringing to my remembrance is there's this hotel in, I kind of talked about this before, there's this hotel in, at the beach, in Myrtle Beach, I think it is. They, years ago, before the beach was actually built up or anything, like many years ago, the owner of the land, they had a car, like a Cadillac, and they changed the land. They gave that person that owned the land their Cadillac, and then they exchanged, right? So they ended up getting the land. And then it was right on the beach, right? So they built these hotels, and they had this, on the wall when you walked in. It wasn't an obvious place. It was just, I was just happened to be waiting for John or whatever, and it was on the wall, and I was reading it, and it was framed, and it was a declaration of the, literally like the word of God in Samuel, how he dedicated something to the Lord. Actually, I might have it over here. And I asked the woman, I said, wow, this is very interesting. I didn't know about this. And she was excited that I'd seen it and was able to, you know, share the excitement. It was just a worker. And I said, is there any way I can get a copy of that? I would love to have a copy of that. I just think it's so fascinating and so cool that they would take the time to do that. And she said, well, let me see and let me take, you know, get all your information, yada, yada. I'm going to pull it up and read it. Wait, what time is it? Okay. Hold on, I think I have it here in this folder. It took months, literally. I thought, oh, I guess I'm just not going to get it, and I, you know, couldn't do it. But it was months later that it was sent to me. Okay. Here it is. I have it in this envelope right here. With my name on it. Here's what it says. Okay, I'm going to open up your phone line here. Hold on a second. Okay, praise God. I hope that ministered to you, that word. So here's what this says in this letter. And this was, they have the letter dated here, June 4th, 2009. Dr. William Jones was the president. The president of something seminary school. Anyways, it says this. Dear Father, we give you thanks this afternoon for enabling the reopening of this new hotel. We give you thanks for giving Mr. Fowler the creative business to trade two Cadillacs for this land in 1955. We give you thanks for giving Mrs. Fowler the vision to build this hotel on the land in order to stimulate development on the south end of the beach. We give you thanks for giving Buddy Lindsay the leadership ability to oversee the design, financing, construction, and we give you thanks for providing Tom Moore along with the professional staff to those who stay here, and we give you thanks for the various businesses who helped design and construct the facility, and finally we give you thanks of all to those you bring to stay here in the future. So it's not interesting. As I was reading it, I just smiled because I was like, that's me. Father God, today we dedicate this new tower to you. We want to make this request very similar to those recorded in 1 Kings 8:22-61, when Solomon asked your blessing on his temple, the most famous structure ever built in the Bible. We ask that you would have your eye on this place night and day so that you guide the owners and the decisions to associate the hotel. We ask that you send the, I did not know this stuff is, this is so wild, Angela. We ask that you send the rain of provision. I had no idea that was in there. On not just this establishment, but on the city and surrounding area of the beach, especially during the severe economic downturn when many people in the area have been adversely affected. We ask that those that come from distant places that stay in the hotel will sense the presence of your Holy Spirit who lives and reigns in the hearts of these owners. May these guests, upon reflecting on the beauty of the ocean, recognize you as Creator God who loved them so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that they might know your love and forgiveness. As we close this prayer of dedication, we ask as Solomon asked, may you always be with us. May you not leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Wow, amen. Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. So 1 Kings 8:22-61. But I had no idea. So something about, I had no idea of, that there was a note in there about the rain. I just thought of the letter. Like as I was praying,
wow.
I thought of it. And then in my mind, my heart's mind, I was like, I know exactly what folder that's in, you know.
That's awesome.
So I pulled it up.
Wow, I receive
so
all that.
The Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'll often in my mind imagine me having a home near the beach on the beachfront. But I've been asking
serious?
About land. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've always had a vision of my home being on the beach. That would be awesome
wow.
to have a home actually on the beach. But yeah. And I have
yeah,
been talking
be
about
awesome.
Land. Yeah. Because I live in an apartment.
Okay,
so,
well, I
want to
talk. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, what's interesting, I'm finding interesting is that even when I prayed what the Lord had prayer come forth about clearing the way in conversations and how, so there really isn't, I know this is prophetic ministry and prayer. And so we're in some ways expecting the Lord to, but it's just interesting. So, but I'm seeing it happen. There's something about even this conversation where it's clearing. There's something where it's clearing something to step forward. Yeah. So thank you, Father.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Wow. And when you say clearing, that could be like I want to say like in everyday walk, everyday life, like relationships and clearing of relationships with family drama. I could take it that way also. So I can relate to that, I guess. But yeah, because I've been dealing with some family situation that I think this past Sunday's made a huge impact and some things that needed to be said and God had me speak them and I think it's going to break some walls down. So just
oh,
wait
very
and see.
Good.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much. That word. I'm
You're welcome. Praise
definitely
God.
Keep that in my heart and mind.
Yeah. So do you have any prayer requests before we let you go?
If you could pray for my mother. Pray for her, my mother.
Your mom's name?
Her name is Hattie.
Hattie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mhm. That's true. All right. Well, thank you. Let me close your phone line and pray for Patty, and then we'll move on.
Oh,
thank
it's Patty with
fun.
An H.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Is this okay?
Thank you for correcting me. I don't know why I have a hard time hearing names. So it's not
thank
good.
Thank you.
Thank you for correcting me. Okay. God bless you. Okay. Father God, we thank you for Hattie, God, in Jesus' name. And we just pray a blessing over her, God. I ask that you strengthen her health. God, strengthen, Lord, her bones. Lord, even your word says that that you would strengthen in Hebrews any feeble places, Lord, that are weak. Lord, and in the bones, Father, we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for just your placement too, God, for her in the body of Christ, Lord, that we just thank you for that, God, for covering her, God, that there are people, yes, there's people like that cover her with their sinew, you know, like we're the body of Christ being the joints and sinew, and those people that are covering her with the sinew to strengthening her in her bones. Now, I don't know if that is something literal or if it's something symbolic or spiritual. We thank you for that, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord, and all of her needs, Father, that your fellowship, your love and your grace would surround her, Lord. We thank you for empowering her and guiding her in your word, Lord. Meet with her, Father, as she opens your word, Lord, that you would meet with her, God, that your presence would be with her, God, that she would know that you are the one true God and that your presence is near to her, Lord. From antiquity to antiquity, God, from generation to generation, you are ever living and eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right, so we have our next caller here at 402-214. Good evening.
Hey, Jeff.
Thank you for joining us. Hey, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Sharon. Good.
Yeah.
Glad that you could join us tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I need your prayers, and I wondered if you got any more clarity on that message from last week.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Let me see if I wrote anything
was it?
Down.
Wow.
Hold on. Where was it last week?
Thought it was.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, wait, here, now it's 2 weeks to go. No, because I see a note here that says write it down with a big circle, and the circle's empty, so...
Okay. Well, I'm hoping you could pray again tonight, and I've been talking to God a lot about it, so.
Okay. For sure. Let me pray. Thank you. Let me put you on mute. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon. Lord, we just lift her up to you this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, for your plans and your purposes, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that you've engraved her name on the palms of your hand. And, Lord, her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you know a beginning from beginning to end, God, just as you say that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, from beginning to end, God, you've engraved her name on the palms of your hands. That's what one version talks about when, engraved in the palms of your hands. I think it's Isaiah somewhere. And then your name is written. It's like your identity, and you can't get lost. Like you're accounted for. With the Lord, he is accounted for and knows your name, knows your first, calls you by your name and your first name, which is precious. And a good reminder to all of us, really, that the Lord calls us by our first name. I thank you, I thank you for that, God, for knowing Sharon, God, and caring for her, Lord, and just watching over her, Lord, and like keeping track, right? So, yeah, it's like you're noted. Your life is noted before the Lord. And he's keeping track of it, and he's keeping track of your faith. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name for what you're doing in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for, the word in John 15 where it says he grafted us in to the vine. And, you know, he provides the nourishment, the spiritual nourishment and the growth that we, and through that, we produce fruit and the character and the virtues and being imitators of Christ through the fruits of the Spirit. We imitate Christ and his virtues and principles. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. So I'm just going back to your name being palms of his hands and your name being in the Lamb's book, you know, and he blessing, you know, he says he blesses the work of our hands, but that's literally what he did is he blessed the work of his hands, right? And when he created you, it says that you are fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made. In the image of God and the investment that he has in your life as he's created you, even Sharon. And there's something very intimate, something very personable, and even, that we are marvelously made is that the Lord, he remembers that, and he constructed you, if you will, and now he's instructing you, you know, and so we thank you, God, we thank you for that, and God redeems all things. He redeemed Adam, and he redeemed Eve, and he redeems us, you know, and that is his will, that is his purpose, and he calls us forth when he talks to us and speaks to us. He speaks to us by the identity that he's given us. And he uplifts us and upholds us, right? And calls us sons and daughters and friends and giving us everything that we need so that we, you know, step into what he's purposed. So ultimately he can be glorified, but then other people can see that and they want to step into their purpose with Christ as well, and be in that place, right? And just like, is it John Piper? I'm sorry, I'm just writing this notes off. But John Piper said, God's most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in him. And some people don't want to call that work. They'll say that's not work, but we're doing a work of faith, right? So if you're doing your works unto the Lord in faith, that's what you'll be rewarded for. So don't let anyone try to talk you out of it and say you have to go to another country to paint a building in the community in order for that to be works. I mean, and I just reached for something there. But don't let anyone disqualify where you're placing your faith, and you're going to, And the Lord sees that, and you're going to be rewarded, right? And it's pleasing to the Lord when you give him your faith. So don't think, oh, I just have to stay busy doing this other thing that's good, You know what I mean? Not that you can't step into that here and there, but that's not what you, you can't let other people are not shaping you and forming you into the image of Christ. God is transforming you. So it's best to make that your, you know, priority and honor. You know what I'm saying? So praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, I try. Can you ask, will you ask God about Kevin?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to pray for Kevin?
Yes, please. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, I'm just going to leave your phone line open while I pray for him. So, Father, we lift up Kevin to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just centering him, God. And, you know, I don't know if it's like an equilibrium kind of thing, like centering, balancing him, God, and setting in those places, like even a plumb line, you know, where it's like balanced, a little bubble goes in the thing. So, Father, let me see something for a second. Oh, okay. Because when I said equilibrium, I was like, I think I'm supposed to look that word up. So equilibrium is a state in which opposing forces or influence are balanced. So, you know, naturally, I think of the kingdoms where, you know, the prince of this air and the light, you know, these opposing forces or influences are balanced. So we thank you, God, for doing that, Lord, helping him to balance whatever is opposing God and contending with his faith and the nature of God in his life, God. We ask you to give him that equilibrium, God, and that balance that he has need of, Father, in Jesus' name. And let your light, Lord, you are a marvelous light, Lord, and we thank you, Father, that he would not hide his light, Lord, but he would just bring it forth, Lord, and all that you've placed within him. We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. So again, there's like this centering and this balancing, and I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, the Lord like a stake in the ground, you know, like, I don't know if that's certain, like, claims of being a stake in the ground or a the value, like, high stakes, which is, again, I know I say this a lot, but because God created us in his image, he really does have a great investment. He has great stakes, if you will, in Kevin. And, you know, that he stand balanced, you know, and just praying for the Lord, again, to contend with whatever is opposing any works of the Spirit and the marvelous light coming forth. We thank you, God, Jesus' name. But I really didn't say, like, the centering. And then the balancing, the centering of a great stake, which I think that's God's investment in him to secure him, and then balance whatever these opposing voices are, you know. So securing him is that he doesn't, you know, he's not going to be tossed back and forth. He could be aware of these things, but he is, you know, tethered and staked, balanced and secure. Okay.
That's positive. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure, he needs that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how can we pray for you today?
My biggest concern is my health. You know, getting my health restored. I've been trying to go to doctors and not getting anywhere, but so that I can do more. I can't really accomplish anything. But I can't. So I was my health to be restored.
Okay.
And the strength to do what I need to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There was something that came across my path. Let me see if I can find this. I don't normally do this, but I think this might be this lady's name is she has a book, okay. It is, I think you can find, you could probably, I can see right here, there's these different books here, and they're different, all different prices, so you can find it pretty cheap, like under $15, I can see at this one place. But it says, Decrees That Heal. So D-E-C-R-E-E-S, That Heal.
Right.
And it's Becky Dvorak, I don't know how to say her last name, D-V-O-R-A-K, Dvorak.
Yeah, Dvorak.
Oh, do you know her?
Dvorak. No, but I know that name. I had friends that had that last name. It's Dvorak. It's pronounced. You did it right.
Okay, great. You could also probably go to her website, and she has prayers. She might have prayers listed on her website as well.
Okay.
You know, maybe from the book, I don't know, just so you can get a little excerpt and see, like, if you think it would be something
you'd
be interested in.
Yeah, that would be
great. Yeah.
That would be great.
So let me pray for you. So thank you. I'm going to mute you and pray for you, and then we'll go to the next caller. Thanks for joining us. So good to hear your voice.
Thanks, sweetie.
Bye. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for a strengthening in her body, God, and every cell, Father God, in her body, God. We ask for the restoration in Jesus' name, Lord. We speak your word, Lord. You say you sent your word to heal us, Father God, that your word, Lord, you do not turn away from any of our distresses or troubles, Lord, but your eyes are always upon us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for strengthening her by your mercies, by your great power, the excellence of your power, and your healing anointing and healing virtues, God, on Sharon's behalf, Lord, as she is seeking you, God, asking, seeking, and knocking, Lord, and stretching forth her faith, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for leading her, Lord, with great wisdom, God, as well as restoring health unto her, God. Just restore health and heal her wounds, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for every place in her soul, God, for your balm of your word to bring forth a healing, God, a mending and a restoring and a rejuvenating. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Let's go here to our next caller. Let's figure this out. We're over here. 251-229. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing good. Let me see. The third, I went into the hospital for surgery February the 7th.
Oh,
and wow. Yeah. So now it's like my third week that I've been out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was something rather serious or?
No, I just end up having a knee replacement, a total knee replacement.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was successful. Thank the Lord for
very
that.
Good.
Yeah, it was successful. It went over pretty well. I mean, the doctors, I prayed to the Lord to, and the prayer team with TBN, not TBN, but PGN before I went in to pray with me that all would be successful, and it turned out well. And I'm just grateful. I'm able to use my knees, legs, and all of it, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to the Lord. You know, I couldn't ask for anything else. I feel great. So I thank the Lord for
that. That's wonderful. Good. That's wonderful. Yeah, my sister had that done, and so that's wonderful about that, how that came together. So for you, that's great to hear that. Oh, praise God. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Father God, we thank you for Sarah, Lord, and we just lift her up to you, God, and we do thank you, Lord. We thank you for answered prayer, God, and for ministering to her health and wholeness and bringing restoration, God, in the fullness of a range of mobility, God, and strengthening her leg, her knee, Lord. We thank you for the completion of that. We set our faith in agreement with the other saints, Lord, and bless her with that. And bless you, and we thank you, God, for watching over her in Jesus' name. So, Father, we pray, Lord, for Sarah, Lord, with lifting up to your throne and to your kingdom, Father God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just thank you, Lord, for being with her, Lord, and carrying, Lord, the things that she carries, God, and walking alongside of her, Father, administering your grace and your wisdom, Lord, as even Psalm 16 says, Lord, that just the counsel that you offer, God, and your grace, Lord, and the measures of life that it talks about. Exactly how it's worded. Thinking of the last verse there. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore, and your presence is the fullness of joy. Yeah, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So we thank you, Father God, for all that you offer her, God, in Jesus' name, in your mighty right hand, God. You are a mighty God, Lord, and that you, Lord, that she would be strengthened, by the power of your might, Lord, and we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, for strengthening her in the power of your might, in Jesus' name, you know, and I don't go back to Moses here, but I was just learning about how the Lord was telling the people that by his mighty right hand or his mighty arm. And what he was doing was really kind of like throwing Pharaoh under the bus, because Pharaoh back in those days would always lift up his right hand with his staff. And God was saying he's more than that. He's more than the power that you see at hand or before you. He's mightier than that. He's stronger than that. And he's more equipped and well-abled than the one who stands before you is the God and the creator of the one who made you. So we thank you, God, for that. We thank you for your declarations, God, over Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you stand strong and you stand mighty, God, and that you do offer, God, in your mighty right hand, Lord, you do offer your strength, Lord, and pleasures, God. We thank you for that, Lord. Let her be a partaker, of all that you offer to her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the fullness of your Spirit to reign and to rule, God, and to fill her, Lord, to fill her to overflowing, God, with the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of righteousness, God, to come forth in her life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, wow. Boy, I tell you, the prophetic word is always on time. And the Lord is always sending it to his prayer partners and to his people, especially that he's chosen, especially on PGN. Well, I had an experience, and I'm going to share this because this is a testimony in my life. I had a blood clot to form. And it was kind of scary because I didn't know it, you know, and I had to go into, I thought I was going to go into the hospital. I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of scary. But I held on because I knew that God was going to turn things around. So guess what happened? They caught it before it actually became one.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, yeah. It was a prescription that it was on my behalf that I thought I got all of my prescriptions, but it was one of them that I kind of didn't get on my behalf. So I did the mess up. But God caught it for me in the end because it was like, guess what? It's going to be okay. They've caught it. So it was God in the midst of everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm so thankful that I'm here to tell it.
Yeah, that is amazing because not everybody, that is amazing. So that is wonderful that is, praise God. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. I was like, what? And I was going to go crazy. Okay, this is it. This is it. I'm gonna, you know, that's the first thing you think about. This is it. This is it, you know. And but the Lord let them catch it before it even became one. So I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm here today to tell about it.
Yeah, that's wild. So praise God. That is such an awesome testimony. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad to tell it to anybody because God is doing, he's still doing miracles. He's always doing miracles. And all we have to do is just look for them because he's always doing them if we just be patient, open our eyes, and look to see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. So I'm glad to be here.
Yeah,
I'm just so glad to be here. Gosh. Yeah.
And we're glad you're here too. That is amazing. I don't know if I ever heard anyone say that, ever give a testimony like that before, that they caught it before it actually formed. That is amazing.
Yeah. Woo. So
wow.
It was
cool. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I have heard people share testimonies. I don't know if you were having pain or discomfort or not, but I have heard people say like, oh, I had this pain or this discomfort. And then they went in and had it looked at and it was like so early on or the doctor saying like, you shouldn't have been able to feel that. But it was really there, and like the Lord was exaggerating that area so that they would have it checked out and so that nothing would become of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can understand. Well, what happened with me was that my calves were getting kind of tight. They were tight and very, I guess you want to say the tightness of it is what. And then he felt in the back, my doctor, and, of course, the And I was like, oh, yeah, you know. I didn't make a big deal out of it because I didn't really know, you know, what's the next step. And he said, oh, you've got to go to the hospital. You got to go to outpatient. You got to go. And, you know, he wanted to catch it early on. And so that's what, that's exactly what happened. So I'm just thankful to God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Praise God. I tell you, praise God. I've had some close calls, but I'm healing up nicely. I'm in the stages of healing up nicely and doing physical therapy before I go in back to work. But I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Now, how long do you have to do physical therapy for? Or does that just depend?
Well, March the 15th, I'll be through. It just depends on how strengthening of the left knee. That's the only one that I just, you know, got to do for surgery. And as long as the strengthening goes well, then March 15th will be the last day.
Okay, so that's not too much more. About 3 weeks or?
Yeah, 3 weeks, something like that, yeah. Yeah, and I have to just, you know, I'm just so thankful that, you know, I don't know what to do because I've never had one before. Even when I had the accident with the oil tanker, I just, you know, I never had one before. And so I was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't, you know, that's all I could do, you know, because I didn't know about any one of them. I didn't know how close it could be. You know, don't stop doing this unless it goes to your lungs. Oh, my gosh. You know,
yeah.
So I'm just thankful.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well, hey, let's just pray for your continued healing and strengthening in your knee. And do you have any other prayer requests?
Well, just for my daughter Leah, she's been helping all along. Her and my sister Monica. And I was living with Monica, which is my sister, of course, and she helped out with the recovery. So I know they're kind of tired because it was you got to get your exercise. It's teamwork when you do it. But
yeah.
I just want to thank the Lord. Yeah, it's teamwork. I just want to thank the Lord for my sister Monica and my daughter Leah for being a help, and just praying to God tonight to keep strengthening them in the Lord.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm glad that you're recovering well, and thank you for sharing that testimony. And we'll pray. Let's pray for Leah and Monica, and then I'm going to close your phone line and move to the next caller then. So thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
So, Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name. And we lift her up to you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for even just the continued physical therapy to strengthen her knee, God, to strengthen the range of mobility and the flexibility, God, and all that she has need of, God. We pray for a complete and just a complete healing and restoration, God, in every area for her knee and her body to receive it, to receive its healing and to participate with its healing, God. We thank you for that. And, Lord, we bless Leah and we bless Monica. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for them being a blessing and putting their hands to the plow, Father God, and being teamwork on Sarah's recovery, God. And just we know that they love her, God, and they uphold her in Jesus' name. And we just ask, Lord, that you would strengthen them and the Lord as well, Father. And we thank you, Lord, just for your presence over them, God, for their care, Lord, as you continue to instruct them, God, according to your word, Lord, and guide them in your ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, whatever their needs may be, God, that you would meet their needs, Lord. And I pray, God, that those would be things, even the things that they're pondering in their hearts before you, God, I pray that you would answer them so that they would know your presence and the fullness, Lord, of the assurance of their faith, not only in you, Lord, but that you hear them and that you know them and that you care for them and you're answering, God, and you see the things, Lord, the meditation of their hearts and minds will be pleasing to you, Lord. We thank you for that type of strengthening, Lord, and that type of answer and that type of response on their behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God, I ask as they rest, as well as Sarah, Lord, that there would be continued restoration, Lord, for their body, soul, and spirit. God, to just the restoring process, Lord, the healing process and the rejuvenating process that happens when we rest, Lord, because the complexities and how you've made us, God, and our physical being, Lord, we thank you for that healing process to take place, even in their rest, Lord, and give them sweet dreams, Lord, and your encouragement as well as we consecrate their pillows unto you, God. Let it just be a really joyful and, yes, a joy-filled ministry, even when they're sleeping, Father, that you would minister and even send your angels, if needed, God, to minister unto them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, praise God. All right, let's move to our next caller. You're welcome. 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
This is Frida from California.
Frida. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. And let me mute you for a second and I'll come right back.
Okay.
Thank you. And then 773, you're next. And then we'll be done for tonight. So Father God, we thank you for Frida. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for your throne and for your altar, God, as we bring her before you, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the work that you're doing. I'm not sure what, like, putting our hands to the plow is, but something with your arms and movement, like, I don't know if it's the plow. I think it might be about, let me see. Okay, Luke 92, but I'm sure, or not 92, 962. And Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. But I don't know that that's the verse I'm looking for. That's really the only verse that's coming up for some reason. But I thought there was a verse about and keeping your hands to the plow. Let me go back to it. to you guys too. So let me just finish praying. So Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for the work, Lord. I don't know if there's strengthening of your arms. I don't know if there's something in actually Proverbs 31, a strengthening of your arms. Let me, because there's something with your arms. I don't necessarily know that it's a plow. I was thinking of that movement. Okay, verse 17, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arm. Okay, thank you, Father God. Well, so what I consider putting your hand to the plow is, you know, that you're doing the work. And sometimes in the kingdom of God, there is a lot of, like, it takes a lot of sowing before there's reaping. I don't know if that makes sense, you know, but like, it's like, sometimes it feels like there's a lot of work before the glory comes, you know, like there's a lot of, you know, a lot of faithfulness. And just showing up and saying yes and, you know, being willing, right? The word says if you're willing and able, you will eat the fruit of the land. And so, like, even the fruits of the Spirit, right? Like, if you think of those different fruits, different fruit trees and branches and different things. Some of their times of harvest are all different, you know. Some it could be 2 years, but there's a time frame in which you keep working the land and, you know, the harvest comes, you know, and you keep plowing and you keep. So that's what I'm thinking of is that it's just a time of working and strengthening, even your arms. So I'm not sure what the symbolism of the Lord asks us to strengthen ourselves and to strengthen our arms. I'm not sure specifically, like in relation to the parallel in scripture and why he would ask us to do that. I'm not sure like what the symbolic meaning is to that. But so I thank you, Lord, for the work that you prepared for her to do, God, that as she puts her hands to do it, God, that she, it would be done unto your name and unto your glory. You know, Colossians 3 tells us, whatever you do, do as unto the Lord for his glory, and not unto man, but for his glory. And so I thank you, Lord, for whatever she's working at or working on, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are with her, Lord, that you are teaching her, God, as she's working, Lord, and doing it unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let it bring forth the fruit. Let it bring forth, you know, the plans and the purposes that you have for it, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you also provide the refreshing for her spirit, God, even as she's working, God, that you're refreshing her spirit. God, and refreshing her spirit and her faith in Jesus' name. You know, the interesting thing about faith is like when our faith kicks in and like our, not when our faith necessarily just kicks in, but like when you're serving the Lord or doing something of the such as unto the Lord, and like you get this faith, you know, like the grace to keep going by your faith, it seems to be like almost like a second wind where that faith, infused faith by the grace of God, when God, yeah, he, it like, it almost changes the literal physical aspects of our body. Like we can seem like we have a second wind. We can seem stronger. Oh, I'm not even tired anymore. No, I'm not hungry. Okay, I just need water. There's such a, and it seemingly so. I don't know if it really does or not. It would be kind of cool if they could do some sort of science on that to see if that's true. But then sometimes, but it's somehow as well, like by his grace, that he infuses us with that. But we're definitely aware, like, that it isn't connected to our faith. And it seems to override over every other aspect, our emotions, our psychological thing, you know, again, physically being strengthened and awakened and alert and, you know, ready to go, revved up and like ready to walk in it and, you know, carry it out. And then like the next day you can be like super tired because literally his grace was on that to bring that forth, you know? So I see like your inward spirit, him refreshing that and just that grace, infused grace on your faith. That's what I'm calling it that. I don't know what someone else would call it, but that's what I'm calling it. Okay. So let me open your phone line. Praise the Lord. So praise God. Yeah. Because sometimes he
No, I said your prayer kind of covered. It kind of covered what I was going to say.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes you know how, like, things in the Bible, they ask them to do things like, hey, that were seem like they were outside of their realm of their human strength. But God supplied, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did it in faith. And so, yeah, so there you go. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Very cool. Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, 773-658. Am I speaking to where you're calling from?
Hi, yes, Kassan calling from Chicago.
Okay. Can you spell your first name for me?
C-A-S-O-N.
Kassan. Okay, great. And have I prayed for you before?
I believe so, years ago.
Oh, interesting. Okay, thank you. Let me mute you and I'll come right back. Thank you for joining us. Staying with us. Appreciate it. So, Father God, we thank you for Kassan, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift him up to you, God, and before your throne of grace, Lord, we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I'm seeing like the wind. I don't know if it's catching the wind of the Spirit. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, like it's like almost like you're prepared to catch the wind of the Spirit. Like you know that you're able to discern and you know, like you come prepared, right? Where there's certain people that travel and do different things and they just come prepared. It's like, do you have that? Well, yeah, I came prepared, you know, and have those certain whatever it is that's needed. You know, like some people have a flashlight or a army knife, you know, like that kind of thing. They just come prepared. And I see you like preparing and being prepared and walking into places to catch the wind of the Spirit. And like it almost is even evident to other people when you catch the wind of the Spirit that they see that and they know it and that they see that you're prepared, that you were prepared. And it actually encourages them to think about things differently and not just wondering if the Spirit is going to show up, you know, but like just the elements and how to prepare yourself and where to locate, you know, where to locate the Spirit and the, the Star of Bethlehem, right, they were waiting for a sign. They had been waiting for a sign, and then when they heard and they seen it, they were prepared. They had the right, you know, navigational tools to get them to where they needed to be. They had the gift, you know, or however long it took them. I know some people say it took 2 years, but, you know, that they were prepared, though, to set out on their journey and to go forth. in that area, right? The same token with Anna and Simeon. We're praying in the temple with the expectation, right? They knew they were in the place, and they knew they were expecting, they were prepared and expecting, and Mary and Joseph walked in with the Messiah, and they recognized him, and they knew it. They've seen it, and she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him and to all who were waiting in Jerusalem for their redemption. So I thank you, Father God, for Kassant, Father God, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord, that you would bless his eyes, that you would bless his hands, God, that you would bless his feet. You would bless his preparations with the glory of God to receive you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your demonstrations of glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that even Kassant will do the same, God. He will thank you, begin to thank you, and give thanks to you, God, to all, and then speak of you. And that those that hear, God, will be those that are waiting to hear of their redemption. And, Lord, let that word fall, God, and do its work and have its purpose. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Let the fulfillment of that word come forth, Lord, and the purposes of your spirit in which he receives in that moment, God, and then releases, sows it back, God, out of the fruitfulness of it and out of the glory of it, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Cool.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, praise God. Yes. Do you have any prayer requests tonight?
Yes. I just wanted prayer specifically for career guidance, favor, open doors, as well as an increase in finances and also strengthening in my health.
Okay. Very great. Got it. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. And, going to pray for your prayer request, and then we're going to close it out tonight. So thank you for staying with us, and privileged to pray for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Let me just get a little water here. So, Father God, we lift up the needs of Kassant, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, as he's asking, seeking, and knocking, Lord, for the right doors of favor and grace, Lord, to be on a positioning, job positioning, God, and a blessing of financial increase, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray, Lord, I pray for his the wisdom and your guidance and your reasoning, coming alongside of him and reasoning with him, God, with the application, Lord, with his resume, Lord, with the interviews, with the decision makers, and with the offers, Father God. We pray, God, that you would cover all of those aspects by your grace, Lord, and by your blood, Father. We thank you for blessing the work of his hands and bringing forth, Lord, that they would prosper and they would bring forth an increase, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, even for whatever promises or words or scriptures, verses, whatever it might be that you've given him to meditate on. Lord, your word says to meditate on your word and that it'll bring success, God. So we thank you, Lord, for the meditation of your word to come forth and bringing the success and the open doors, God. And I thank you, Lord, that his bless his eyes and his ears and his feet, Lord, to be open to you. And this could be, too, the preparation of the Spirit, catching the Spirit in those moments You know, even to find a job, you know, it happened to my father-in-law. He went to apply for one job, and he filled out the application. He turned around, and there was a note on the door in the office across the hall about a draftsman. And he liked that. And he always, you know, like something inside of him like was like, oh, I always wanted to do that. I wonder if I should apply. And he thought, well, what the heck? I'm right here. And let me just try. And he ended up getting that job and worked there for years and loved it. Okay. And it was so much more suited. It was like the desire. He had this, like when he seen the sign, he realized, like, I would really like that. I think I would do really good. So, you know, so that kind of thing is even catching the spirit, you know, in the moment. And then others see it, right, because it's a testimony. And it's known to others, right? We give thanks to God, begin to speak on it, and others are waiting for that same redemption for their life, right? And a testimony, from what I understand, is to repeat a thing, God to repeat it and to fulfill it and for it to come forth in Jesus' name. So we ask that, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Father. And we, Lord, pray over his health as well. We ask for a strengthening, Lord, in his health, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, in faith and obedience to your word, to pray for those who are sick, God. Let the recovery begin, God. Let the restoration begin and the strengthening and the wholeness, God, that he would be made well and be made whole. In Jesus' name, God, for you're the Lord who healeth thee, Lord. So we pray in Jesus' name and in the faith of God for the resurrection power, for divine health and healing and restoration to take place in Kasan's body, God. We ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us, and you all have a good night. Take care, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.